Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just a small pre-note to this podcast. You may hear me, Howell, going on about how loud Minda's car is during this podcast. After recording, I applied my excellent technical skills to reduce the sound of her car. And so you may feel that I sound like an idiot, when in actual fact, I've behaved like a genius.
The other result is that sometimes Minda sounds like she's down a well, echoing. That's part of my genius as well.
Raise your ship's flag and set fire to a dead body, sending it across a fjord. It's time to see if Vikings is going to float your boat or send you to an early grave of boredom. Welcome to the Box Set Pod. As usual, I'm Howell. Jamie's here. Hosts of the Box Set Pod, on a mission to help you decide what your next box set should be. The idea is that we watch the first episode of things and then discuss it with people who've watched more. Should we? Should you continue? This week, the subject is Vikings, which has been recommended to us for ages, including by Ray, who is a listener to this podcast, and he's joined us. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening, Howell.
How exciting. And why have one special guest when you can have two? Making all of the noise because she is in a car traveling to Los Angeles and is getting louder by the minute. It's wow. Minda from Nice Girls TV, who is a Vikings fan. Hello, Minda.
Hello.
Minda, what the hell is going on?
Noise.
Have you got the window open?
No. We do not. I don't know what's happened.
Are you in a pickup truck, Minda?
I'm in a tornado. She's driving too fast. We're actually in the HOV lane heading to LA.
Nice. So, heading to LA from where, Minda? Where are you driving from?
From, I have come in Comic-Con and we are done.
Whoa. So it is San Diego to LA.
So we're leaving. Yep.
Great drive. I can recommend an In-N-Out burger just near Long Beach.
Oh, good to know.
Now then, so we've got Minda and Ray, who are big Vikings fans and know how to talk about Vikings. Jamie and I are both new to it. Is that true, Jamie? One episode?
Watch one single episode.
Okay, no. We are both one episode in. So let's begin with Ray, seeing as he recommended it. Set up the world for us, Ray. Give us nothing more than the setting, the central setup. Don't give anything away.
Okay, you're in the 9th century, based in Scandinavia. You've got a village of Scandinavians who eke out a living as best they can on the land. But when they're not on the land, they get on their boats and they go off raiding around Scandinavia and other similar areas. They're Vikings.
Great. Well done. God, Minda, your sound keeps going louder and quiet. I mean, it's insane. I don't know what is... let's just enjoy the fact that we're on a road trip to LA, shall we? Imagine yes. That Minda is on the way there to rape and pillage her way through a village. Minda, are you a big fan of Vikings then, Minda?
I love Vikings. In fact, I even covered Vikings while I was at Comic-Con, so I attended the funeral they had there and the panel, so it was awesome.
Okay, well, don't tell us who the funeral was for, whatever you do. now, Jamie, let's just do a quick straw poll. Marks out of 10 from me and Jamie. Episode 1, Jamie, marks out of 10.
Okay. All right, 6.5.
Wow. Wow, yeah. Generous. I'm going to give it a 5.
Oh! Okay.
So, Vikings, episode 1. How long is it since you two have actually watched the first one? How many seasons in are we now, Ray?
We're we've finished four. Series 5 is due out in November, I believe.
Okay, so when did this first come out, Minda? How old is it now?
Well, I guess it's about 4 years old now. Five, yeah. Once a year.
Okay. And my initial opinion, and bear in mind this is the point of this podcast, is that you can't get to know a box set until episode 4. Your job is to persuade us to get to episode 4.
To keep going.
Yeah. Initially, first impressions is that it feels to me like a literally cheaper budget Game of Thrones. Not grabbing me in straight away. Hard to get my brain out of Game of Thrones world. I keep expecting to find out where it is in relation to King's Landing and Jon Snow and stuff. I'm so used to these weird cross plots and stuff. Is it possible that this wanted the success of Game of Thrones but didn't manage to pull it off?
I think that it's its own animal, although the only thing around at the time that you can relate it to is Game of Thrones, and I have a little bit different opinion. I love the show. I don't think it really gets great till after the first season.
Okay.
And it really gets its legs after the first season, and you get a sense of where it's going. That's just where I really started enjoying it.
Yeah. What did you think of episode 1, Jamie? I found it quite static, I suppose. Not a great deal happened. A lot like Game of Thrones episode.
The first episode is like the main protagonist guy, I think his name is Ragnar. And he basically is at odds with Gabriel Byrne, who's in it. And I love Gabriel Byrne. So when I saw him, I was like, whoa, I like him. And he's at odds with Gabriel Byrne, who's like the leader of this Viking group. And he wants to go west, whereas Gabriel Byrne wants him to keep going east to pillage the east. But the west is the unknown territory that they don't, you know, Ragnar wants to check it out because there might be some goodies. And that's all I got from episode 1, pretty much. I mean, it's like, it starts off with a battle ending, and it's immediately very violent. And I don't have anything against violent shows. I watch Game of Thrones and I love Sopranos. But I don't know. I feel like at the moment, I've not got a lot of room for more than maybe one violent show at a time. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
I want to introduce Minda, who is in a car to Los Angeles, hence the noise, and Ray, who is in Britain, to Matt Wandless from London, who's just joined us. Good evening, Matt.
Hello, Hal. How are you doing?
Good. It's a dramatic podcast. Minda is driving from San Diego Comic-Con to Los Angeles. And,
wow.
Yeah, and we're with her. We're with her on the highway. Matt, have you watched episode 1 of Vikings?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How many out of 10 would you give episode 1?
I don't know. Why did we start doing out of 10 scores? That happened last week. I just don't think it's fair.
There's nothing wrong with the straw poll initial thing. We'll go into depth. You know, Matt just argues about everything, even what we do on the podcast.
If I had to give it a score out of 10 just on this episode,
yes,
I'd give it a 6.
Oh, okay. So we're all around the 5 or 6 mark then.
For what it's worth?
Yes, Ray.
Okay, just that first episode, I would have given it 5 when I first watched it. The point was I stuck with it.
Why? Yes. Why did you
stick? Why did you stick?
Let's start with Ray. What got you beyond this first episode?
Right. First of all, it's very story driven. Story hooked me. Secondly, the cinematography, the filming was just so beautiful, I thought. What else?
I will just throw in there that I watched episode 1 on YouTube. So perhaps the high definition
Is that illegal?
No, it's all
illegal.
On there. The whole
it's on YouTube. You cheap ass, though, Howell. I watched it in crystal clear Amazon HD.
Did you?
Can I say something?
Yes.
I think this is the most unfair first episode to judge a series by that we've ever had.
Yeah. Okay, why?
Yes.
because this is like 100% setup.
Maybe
95% setup and 5%, oh, there's some stuff happening. But it's just like nothing in this feels like it's doing anything other than introducing you to a place and some people. Yeah. And it doesn't feel like there's any drama just yet.
But Minder, that's the point of a pilot. We can't excuse that. The job of a pilot is to get beyond pilot season, isn't it?
That's true, but I will say this. Michael Hirst, the show creator, is a big history buff, and he's a storyteller. And he's that first and foremost. So he doesn't serve it up to you, even though it's a pilot. He's not serving it, spoon-feeding it to you like, here's all the flash in the beginning. If you, the love that you have or the enjoyment that you get out of it's like, is the history, and it's a build-up, it's a slow burn. And then then he hooks you in, and then you have to watch it. You can't miss it.
Can I ask you a question? Because you instantly sound like you know more about how TV is made these days than Howell or Jamie. And would I be right in thinking that a traditional pilot season is kind of not what happens anymore with the way Amazon and Netflix commission shows? Do they just make the whole thing because they've decided they want to, or do they still do it like a pilot and then the rest of it?
I think with this one, A&E actually owns the History Channel, and they believe so strongly in Michael Hirst and the show creator, and he's such a fantastic writer that and he writes every single episode, which is very unusual. That's usually not the case. And so it's so strong that they bought it on, you know, with him. You know, on the strength of him alone. So they gave him the time. This network gave him the time to develop a story, and so it wasn't that it had to make all these ratings in the beginning.
Interesting.
And I think it made a better story, and it created a better tapestry for the backdrop, because it gets thick and rich, and it is gorgeous. It's wonderfully shot, and there are characters that you don't like that you discover. Oh,
well, this is where my 5 points do come from. The positives about it were that it the history thing. So Game of Thrones parodies history, whereas this is kind of, it feels very like a History Channel thing. I've been to the Viking Museum in York. And
me too, man.
Yeah, and it felt a bit like visiting the Viking Museum in some ways. And if they're debating, I'm imagining the plot of this is going to be that he gets to head west, which means Britain, which means this is the story of Britain getting raped and pillaged. Which is, you know, yeah, that's quite interesting. But on the other hand, it's still, and that's great that the channel went with him like that, Minder, and kind of, if they invested from the beginning, that's great. But it still doesn't get people like me. There's no massive carrot being dangled. It's just a guy with a stone going, oh, look, you can see the sun through this stone. That's kind of the most exciting bit of episode one.
Well, I think also episode one has got a bunch of characters who over time you will commit to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a lot of players.
Yeah.
And you have to understand who they are.
Yeah. And for me, it's significant that apart from Gabriel Byrne, and Donald, what's his name? Donald
Trump.
Now.
Sutherland?
Donald Lowe.
He's not in it now. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was to me pretty much unknown.
Yeah.
So you could actually get into their story and commit to them and who they are. And that's what episode one was doing. It was laying the foundation of what's going to come next.
Yeah. And
As I said to you in my email, you watch 4 episodes and you won't be able to stop.
Yeah.
That's a gauntlet thrown.
Yes.
I feel like I came into the show with a because I'd watched the Last King. I'd watched one episode of The Last Kingdom. Have you seen that? That's a kind of similar time period, and it's kind of Viking-y. And it was, I didn't like it. I thought the acting was really hammy, and it was on BBC One, And I think I came into it thinking it was the same thing. I think I got them confused. So when I was watching the Viking, watching the first episode, I did come in with a rather negative perspective that it has turned round. As I got to the end of the episode, I was like, oh, this is really well acted. I really like the main protagonist guy, Ragnar. He's quite a compelling, interesting guy, and I'm intrigued by him. And so that
he's got sparky eyes, hasn't he?
He's got very beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, mischievous.
You could lose yourself in those eyes.
Easily.
Yeah, in person, he's amazing in person.
Really?
If you like diving into an ocean.
If you'll allow this line of questioning, because it is going somewhere. Matt, have you continued with Fargo?
No.
Okay. It was very hard. Matt is perfect for Fargo. Matt would, hands down, love Fargo. We made a lot of very good arguments as why he is perfect for Fargo, and he hasn't continued it. Part of the reason we created this box set pod is because it's so difficult to stick with things if you initially don't warm to them, and yet there's stuff that you really should stick with. Now, if Matt can't stick with Fargo, what chance is there that he's going to continue with Vikings? Let's ask Matt first. Are you drawn into this at all? Do you think you're going to spend time on this?
Well, let me first say that I came in very much like Jamie. I was pretty much rubbing my hands, thinking, oh, I bet this is really bad. I'm going to have a lot of fun beating the shit out of this show on Tuesday. But I've been disappointed on that front. But I think if anything... Like I said, I think this is a very unfair first episode because I don't feel like it does itself a lot of favours, but I also don't think it really exposes itself to any great negatives either. The only thing I would put in that category is the weird man without eyes, which made me just go, oh, I don't want this. But everything else in it was like, oh, I could either take this or leave it. I could take it or leave it. But saying that, I think in this day and age, a show has to do a bit more than that. And I wasn't compelled. I have downloaded the second episode to my phone, and I'm thinking I'll maybe watch this on my commute, and if it gets better, then I'll keep going. But I can't see. Also, it's got the weight of history against it in the sense that it has lots of it.
Look, don't be kind to Ray and Minda just because they're newbies. Yes, it's a tough first episode to sell, and we're going to ask them to sell it in a moment. But first of all, I want the truth from Jamie, because I'll tell you this, I am very unlikely to carry on with this. I'm going to need some good persuading. Jamie.
The thing is this, right, when I'm watching stuff now, and especially with episode one of anything, I have to think, is my wife going to watch this with me?
Absolutely.
Is it compelling enough to get my wife on board? Because otherwise, I'm going to have to find secret time within my very, very busy life to watch an episode in my spare time when I'm not cleaning up baby poo. And that's very difficult these days. So if I can't, and I did watch it and go, I don't think my wife will watch more than one episode of this. And it's going to be hard for me to find the time if she doesn't. Because we are looking for a new show at the moment to really gorge on. This could be it, but I do feel my wife will go, oh, this is too slow, and that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about, guys. Talk me round.
Okay, well, let's do this. Minda.
Yes.
What is that? How would you describe Vikings to somebody in terms of your love for it now? Just give us the sell. Why is our life going to be better by watching this thing and sticking with this first boring episode?
Well, I've actually told people, if you do not have the patience to wait for the good parts to even start with the first episode of the second season, or start with the very last episode of the first season, because it will be impossible for you not to care.
I'm in.
Because you can't wait to see what happens, because he's so brutal and ruthless, and the women shine on this show. And Catherine Winnick, who plays Lagertha, is just phenomenal. And just the physicality of the way that they do things, and the women are revered, and they carry weight on their own and for a time period that was so innovative. And the Vikings went everywhere, and they were some amazing group of people that had their great culture. And I can't imagine you not getting sucked in and loving it. And if you just don't have the patience for it, then start with the second season.
Point about the women is getting me, because that first episode as well, for me, is just incredibly testosterone-driven.
Can I just say that is a revolutionary suggestion, though? Yeah. You're saying that we should skip season one. How easy is it to pick up?
Ray, what do you think about that, Ray?
Where do you stand on this?
I'm old school. I think you should stick with season one and take it through. But there is a time jump. This isn't a spoiler, but this is a fact. There is a time jump at the end of season one, which means that you could go into season two and run with it.
Yep. Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
But I agree with Minda. It is very women empowering, this show. You wouldn't guess that from episode one, but it is. The show, it's if I were to characterize the show, it's a story about two cultures profoundly affecting individuals, and then over the series, whole nations.
Yes.
These Vikings do go everywhere. You've got the Vikings against the English, the French, and others.
And is it fairly factually correct then?
This is based on Icelandic sagas about a guy called Ragnar Lothbrok and his sons.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
And they have shaped the world. I mean, it is unbelievable how the Vikings, how far they went in their culture, and how it shaped ours even today.
Nice.
And it's amazing.
The thing for me is that so many of the shows that are out there now are all about the effects and shock and twists and playing with the viewer. This is a plain ordinary story told very well, shown very well, acted brilliantly.
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't watch it, you will miss something.
Okay.
That's true.
I like that.
Yep.
That's a good sell. That's a good sell.
I'm beginning to I'm beginning to see what it's like to be a new listener to our podcast, because my next question is, why the hell should I trust this Minda and this Ray, right? They've made good points, but hell, Hitler made some good points for his fans. I didn't agree with them. So how do I know that I should believe these guys? So in order to get around that, I'm going to ask this question. Minda, I want you to tell me, other than Vikings, if you were getting on a spaceship, what would be the box sets that you took with you? Your top couple of box sets that you think are the best made TV shows ever.
So the one I'm in love with most recently that just wrapped was Black Sails. That is just brilliant, in my opinion.
I haven't seen that.
And
more period brutality and violence.
Yeah, the darker, the bloodier, the happier I am. And I also, guilty pleasure would be True Blood,
True Blood's great.
Mindless fluff, great stuff.
Yeah.
And probably Penny Dreadful was big for me.
Damn it. I haven't seen any of these, Minda. I still don't know whether to trust you.
I'm sorry.
Stuck in you.
What about Breaking Bad, Minda? Have you done Breaking Bad?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If you like Breaking Bad, I think you would enjoy this.
Okay.
Obviously, it's very, very different, but yes, Breaking Bad sucks you in like that.
Ray?
Not Dexter, because Dexter, it's like after a while, you didn't care. You wanted him to murder you, so you just
Ray, what about you? What's your spaceship box sets? Why should we trust you?
Well, ironically, my spaceship box set starts with Firefly.
Okay, right. Didn't like that. Didn't like
that's
Firefly.
All right.
Yeah. Ray, if you want Howell to watch Vikings,
shut up, Matt.
Let the just next word out Chuck. Of your mouth be Chuck. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and let's not forget Chuck and Deadwood, because in a
Deadwood,
way, in oh, a way, great. Deadwood, because in a oh, way, yeah. in some respects,
now Vikings you're tickling Jamie's balls.
It's Deadwood, furs, oh. axes, and longships.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Oh, right. you've got me there, Ray.
Then Rome.
You've lost me there, Ray.
Ray, do you actually like Chuck, Ray?
Yeah, Chuck is good.
Yeah, so you're rocking a hard place there because you you might have got Howell there, but you've lost me.
I've just got an eclectic taste.
So both of you are quite into sort of costume stuff, historical.
Yeah, but I would. Well, but
yes, Howell, it's the costumes they like, you idiot.
Costume dramas, Matthew.
Oh, I love a jerkin. I don't care about what's happening in the story, but as long as they're wearing, you know, cloth boots, they've got beards, and some kind of chainmail, then I'll enjoy it.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'll tell you the kind of thing I wouldn't have on the spaceship. I wouldn't have The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
You've lost me twice now.
Right, that's okay. I wouldn't have Lost.
But then I don't think you want me, so...
I wouldn't have... What else would I have? Heroes.
Okay, no, not...
So well, I mean, now you're just talking about stuff, bad shows.
Yeah. No, well, stuff that play with the viewer. They don't play what do you, fair.
What do you think about Transparent?
I haven't caught Transparent.
Yeah, well... Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
No, I like the cut of your jib on the whole, Ray, because I think you like, yeah, you don't like television that just twists and turns and plays with the viewer. I respect that opinion, and I love the fact that you've mentioned Deadwood, because actually, you know what, this first episode reminds me a bit of the first episode of Deadwood.
A lot of
it's
mud.
Very slow. A lot of mud, and it's very
slow.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Darkly shot costume dramas. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Minda's a big fan of the darkness. Mm-hmm. Hey, Minda.
Absolutely.
Have you ever done
Ray, sorry. Oh, go on.
Sorry, I was just going to ask Minda if she's ever done like a tour of Europe to medieval castles and things. I think you'd enjoy it.
Oh, I would love it. I think next September I'm going to Scotland with Ireland.
Oh, nice.
It's
nice.
on the trip.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good. What were you going to ask, Matt?
Ray, speaking of shows that twist and turn and don't really go anywhere, what do you think of Better Call Saul?
Better Call Saul, actually, it does go somewhere.
Good. Well
I
said,
love
Ray.
It.
It's
I
great.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
Really good. And I also like Fargo. Sorry.
That's okay. I don't dislike Fargo. I haven't seen it.
Just don't want to watch it.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's the power of this
podcast.
But
it's like everything. I like stories with a good plot.
Yeah.
And actually,
then
I'll
love
be
Vikings.
Honest...
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, like Vikings. Interestingly, we were watching the other day the latest one, the latest issue of, my head's gone, my mind's gone.
It's the issue of, what were you watching?
It's the
Ray?
One, The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I began to yawn.
Yeah, it's slow, isn't it? It's really boring.
It's more than that, it's
stretching
it's
it out.
A show with a single story, or with a single point to make, that's just going... On and on. And the level of belief in stupidity of people who have taken over another country that they expect to have is just...
Yeah, because that's never happened before.
Never.
How's America, Minda? Okay, look.
Yeah.
You've made some good points. The most valuable of which for me is... I'm definitely going to miss out if I don't do this. And the second most valuable, which I'm sure Jamie will agree with, is you can skip season one if you want to. That's a nice bit of permission there.
Actually, the chances are, if you skip season one, when you
Jamie,
get to the
can
end...
you not turn away from your phone when you cough?
Sorry, I thought I put it on mute.
You didn't.
I've been doing that.
Sorry, Ray, carry on.
Sorry, are we all right, Jamie?
Yeah, it's just a tickle.
Right. Once you get to the end of season four, if you start on season two, while you're waiting for season five, you will then go back and watch season one again.
True.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you'll want to... A, you'll want to fill in the gaps, and B, you'll miss the show while you're waiting.
Okay, fine. And
right, so we watched 2, 3, 4, then 1.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 1, 5, I believe it is.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, good.
How many episodes a series?
It changes. That's interesting. I think there's 9 or 10 in the first series. Because I say that because episode 10 is actually the first in season 2. I think there's 13 in season 2. And then there's 2 lots of 10 in season 3.
Yeah.
So season 3 is 20.
Think so, yeah.
They split the season.
Wow.
There's a lot of TV there to watch, and I ended up watching the whole thing over 6 weeks.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Ray. Yeah. That's you're a machine.
That's how it draws you in.
Yeah. Did you break an ankle?
No. I'm just that kind of person.
What were you going to say, Minda?
Michael Hurst revealed at Comic-Con at their panel that he has already written a 6th season, so he hopes it gets, continues.
Okay.
He sounds like a go-getter.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I will continue. I'm sold. Thank you very much, Minda and Ray.
Yeah.
Jamie, are you going to continue?
I'm going to try season two, episode one, and give that a go, see how I get on. And I'm definitely intrigued because I've never tried that technique with a show before. That in itself intrigues me.
Minda, have you watched any of Fargo season 3?
I did not. I kind of lost interest in Fargo after season 2.
Right. Season 3 is great. It's really good. Ewan McGregor.
So it's worth checking out again.
Definitely. Season 3, you don't need anything. It just reminded me of it because, Matt, you have permission, once again, go straight to season 3. You don't need season 2 of Fargo.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, thank you very much, everybody. This has been a more than interesting audio experience, especially with the drive from San Diego to Los Angeles. Whereabouts are you now, Minda? How far on the drive are you?
Where are we, Ross? We're in Long Beach.
Get to the In-N-Out Burger. Turn off.
Yep. Oh, we're almost at the In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
Thank you for the goodbye.
It's a pleasure. Best burger. Best burger in America, the In-N-Out Burger. Hands down.
That's not true.
It's true. Shut up, Matt. You don't know anything. Ray, thank you very much.
It's been fun.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for recommending it to us, and I am almost certain that we'll continue. So thanks very much. Next week it's a Game of Thrones special, and then week after we're doing Girl Boss, which I can recommend to everyone for the most annoying character that you've ever watched in anything, but it's great. So we'll get onto that the week after next. Anyone want to email us with any thoughts, or you want to recommend something like Ray did? studio@theboxsetpod.com. Goodbye, Milton Keynes.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, London.
Goodbye, Howell.
Goodbye, Croston. And goodbye, Long Beach. Jeez.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What a world we live in.